Of course, it would have been more accurate for Debs to say she had busted my ass getting Samantha back, but now was not the best time to correct her. And anyway, I suspected she was right about Bobby Acosta. Samantha had gotten into this because of him, and he was one of the last people left who could still help her fulfill her dream. But at least it offered a way out of the awkward moment, if I could steer the conversation on to where Acosta was rather than what to do with him. "I think you're right," I said. "Acosta got her started on all this. Samantha would go to him now." Deborah still didn't sit back down, and she was still looking at me with red spots on her cheeks and fire in her eyes. "All right," she said. "I'm going to find the little bastard. And then..." Sometimes a short reprieve and a change of subject is the very best you can hope for, and clearly I was there now. I could only hope that in the time it took to find Acosta, Debs would calm down a little bit and decide that feeding her felon to Dexter was not the wisest course. Maybe she would shoot him herself. In any case, I was off the hook, temporarily at least. "Okay," I said. "How are you going to find him?" Deborah straightened up and ran a hand through her hair. "I'll talk to his old man," she said. "He's got to know Bobby's best chance is to walk in here with a lawyer." That was almost certainly true. But then, Joe Acosta was a rich and powerful man, and my sister was a tough and stubborn woman, and a meeting of two such people would probably go a lot smoother if at least one person present had just a tiny smidgen of tact. Deborah had never had any. She probably couldn't even spell it. And judging from his reputation, Joe Acosta was the kind of man who would buy tact if he ever needed any. So that left me. I stood up. "I'll come with you," I said. She studied me for a moment, and I thought perhaps she was going to tell me no out of sheer perverseness. But then she nodded. "Okay," she said, and she headed out the door.